El Paso Pro Musica is back with in-person concerts, and here to preview the season with us is Felipa Solis. We'll also talk about how they've been making music accessible in so many different ways. Here to tell us all about it is the illustrious Felipa Solis. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Oh, Marina. Oh, my gosh. It's so great to see you. And it's so great to just even being back on campus. It's been so exciting because everyone's got, even under their masks, have a huge smile on our faces just to be able to interact and engage. And it's really been so wonderful to be able to, you know, what did my mother always says? Nothing, you learn nothing from a good experience. And so we have a situation like a global pandemic. And how do you make the best of times out of the most difficult times? Mm-hmm. And fortunately, with a leader like our artistic director, Zul Bailey, and kind of team EPPM, we've made it to where El Paso Pro Musica is working to not only make music matter, but as you say, we're making music accessible for all. It was very interesting. We were going to have a concert on September 3rd at Fox Fine Arts, and we're rescheduling it for later in the fall. Pianist Richard Dowling, who is incredibly renowned, basically received a contract from Delta Airlines being their musical national spokesperson. So these are the kind of artists who are going to come to El Paso and do master classes, do outreach in schools, and here he's going to be the face of Delta Airlines. So we said, let's reschedule, let's regroup, and let's make it happen. So he will be back. Stay tuned in November, and we're going to start our in-person concerts with the amazing cabaret singer Shelley Watson. She was very generous last year with virtual concerts, and she's so much fun. She's Juilliard trained, met Zul there, and came from an interesting background. And she is such an amazing singer, was one of the opera outreach teachers for the Metropolitan Opera. But, you know, of course, the pandemic hits everyone and she moved to Arkansas. So she's doing her thing, her style, her way. But we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful time with Shelley Watson. We're also going to have our chamber music festival with collaborations galore. And this year, we're not only celebrating the 20th anniversary of Zul being the artistic director of El Paso Pro Musica, it's also his big 5-0 is happening.
Wow, what's the plan for that?
2022. Oh, it'll be a huge giant party.
Yeah.
And we've got to do it EPPM style. So we're going to start in January. On January 8th, we're going to hit it up first at the Manor, and he's going to celebrate all of his Bach suites. He also just did this incredible recording with PS Audio. He had done the Bach suites about 12 years ago, but this new and improved sound that you can't even replicate is out there. And so that's through PS Audio. And it's really amazing what he's been able to do, especially with collaborations, because it's been so important for us to work alongside the El Paso Symphony Orchestra, alongside El Paso Opera, alongside the El Paso Holocaust Museum. Of course, our wonderful friends at the El Paso Museum of Art and the El Paso Museum of History. And we can't forget Creative Kids, because we got creative with them last year when they were doing these wonderful videos for the Boys and Girls Club of El Paso. And there would be amazing art classes and a little music in the background to get the students inspired. So we've been just looking at ways to collaborate, to make things different. And this season will be no different. We're also still working with the Young Artist Development Series with the Peabody Institute of Johns Hopkins University, bringing great students here for our UTEP Center for Arts Entrepreneurship. And this season, we're also going to feature the great pianist Awadajin Pratt, who not only was the first African-American to win the Naumburg competition, he was the first representative of the U.S. to ever do that. And he's brilliant. We're going to be collaborating with the Rubin Center for Performing Arts, the Pan American Roundtable of El Paso. And of course, he'll be in concert, and probably his old friend Zul will join him. I think they met over a ping pong table at some music camp many moons ago. But it'll be really super special to have so many musical celebrations where we celebrate each other, celebrate our community, and celebrate being safe, because the safety of our patrons and our artists is the number one priority for El Paso Pro Musica.
So, I mean, you've had quite the year. Anything that you learned throughout the year that you maybe are going to keep and continue to incorporate as you all move through the rest of your years?
As crazy as it was, as even difficult for a person like me to embrace technology, it is so vital to do so. And there will be times where we will have concerts featuring artists from around the world who maybe can't get to El Paso but want to share their gifts with us or share their gifts with students around our community. We've had so many wonderful virtual concerts for hospice, for the Alzheimer's Association of West Texas, for senior centers. And it's artists like Matt Herskowitz performing live from Montreal, Canada, and Yulia Gorenman performing in Baltimore, Maryland, or wherever they might be. And so we're going to continue this technological outlook because we want to make, again, that accessibility is the key. Here's a great example. So Zul every June goes to Sitka, Alaska. And this year, there were lots of different kinds of trials and tribulations because it's a place that is designed for tourism, and with cruise ships cut. And basically, it became performing for the Alaskan community rather than people just coming off of boats. And it gave it a different look. They had to be very, very creative, and their approach had to be so very different. And there he was sitting in Alaska when school was still in session here in El Paso. And he gave students from Tocando with El Paso Symphony Orchestra and students from the Silva Magnet School as part of our Music is Medicine program. And he not only provided them with comforting, soothing sounds of his cello, he also gave them a little mini tour of Alaska. And so we're taking beautiful bald eagles and all of this environmental beauty that none of us can really grasp. And there it was at our fingertips, thanks to Zoom and just a little innovation. So we're going to keep that innovation going. So where Zul goes, so goes students in schools and other places in our community, so that we're constantly not only sharing healing of music, a healing environment, and again, that collaboration, that big giant community hug.
It's pretty amazing, you know, because I don't know that you said this particularly, but I, like you, didn't think I could enjoy performance or anything like that via Zoom or virtually. But when push came to shove, I had a great time. And if that means I get to experience people that I wouldn't otherwise experience, why not? So I'm glad you guys are continuing to do that.
Absolutely. We want to be in person. We want to see everyone. We also, again, want to keep people safe. And for those artists who are making a difference far, far away and want to share their love of music and share their love for El Paso, and we can do it like this, by golly, we'll keep doing it, because that's how we connect with the world. And it's been really a wonderful, wonderful experience. I've even been here now 10 years. And it's really an amazing journey, because it was so new and different at the time. You think that you're stepping into something going, oh, I know how to do this, but I didn't know how to write grants. I didn't know how to raise money. I didn't know how to do a lot of things that were required in a nonprofit. And now, not that I know so much, but I feel so much. And the feelings that I have are the feelings where I've been able to collaborate with other nonprofits in our region, even Kids Excel. We've been holding hands with people during this pandemic before and after. And that's the one thing that will continue. Concerts will be great, but the collaborations are everything when we know that we can grow together.
You know, it's so funny because I was going to ask you that next question. We talked about Zool's coming up on 20 years, and I was going to say, well, how long have you been there, Philippa? And give us those reflections. But then you just did it. It's like you're a mind reader.
Well, you know, what's really amazing is our last in-person concert was our concert with Itzhak Perlman, March 3rd, 2020. And it was such a super success, and it was such a very special event. It was even such a special event for Mr. Perlman, who was so engaging and so fantastic. And then everything stopped. And we have such warm memories of that event, but yet we couldn't stop. And if you're going to end with a bang, we're not going to end. We're just going to keep going and try to re-evolve and try to stay sustainable and try to recreate to where, again, if we can touch as many people as possible, and we can do it through all of this amazing technology, we can't take the technology for granted. And I mean, we've all had fabulous concerts. We can sit back in our living room, have a lovely glass of vino or whatever else you might want to enjoy, bake cookies with the kids and listen to music. We've had wonderful opportunities like that for people to be able to continue to engage. And so every way possible, we will make sure that we are engaging with all, whether it be virtual, in person, at hospitals, with schools. El Paso Pro Musica is there, and we are ready to take our music and make a difference.
I mean, y'all were playing at the food bank line.
And what a wonderful thing that is to be able to touch lives that way. Mm-hmm. We take so much for granted, and there can be hundreds of cars at a time. And for Zool, for the artists who've done it, nothing is more rewarding than when the backseat window rolls down and out pops the face of an adorable child who is so comforted by the music under the canopy. So we thank Susan Goodell and Warren Goodell, who knew that music would make a difference for so many lives. And it's so touching and feels so special that everyone can be touched by music. So we really enjoy and appreciate being able to reach out in so many ways, that being one of them, and that being an incredibly important audience.
Yeah, I mean, you all have been really, really good about going to people, even under the bad circumstances. I mean, you were really good about going to people when things were good, and then you got even better at going to people when things got bad. So that's super commendable to stay on your mission and to make sure that, you know, we have our music, because it's so important, right? I mean,
absolutely,
you can't change how it makes you feel.
Absolutely. And that's what was so exciting about school starting and seeing so many kids back all over campus and even in the Department of Music, so many kids ready to make music and bring music to life. And that's what's so wonderful about our collaboration, even with the UTEP Center for Arts Entrepreneurship, is yes, in the worst of times and the best of times, you can still have your dreams and create a career in music in the 21st century, and how to take those giant steps and make those differences. And those students who have performed at food banks have seen that their talents, as they're developing, are making a difference. And if that's a driving force for young people who want a world of performing arts, then we want to open those doors and make that happen.
That's fantastic. Well, Philippa, I'm sure you'll be back. You're one of our repeat offenders.
Yes.
I love it.
When I reach out to you and you say yes, it makes my day.
It's always a pleasure having you here. Thank you so much for previewing the season, for filling us in on all the great work that you've been doing. I'm sure we'll talk about it later some more. Today, my guest has been the illustrious Philippa Solis from El Paso Pro Musica. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Oh, thank you for having me.